Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello.
Okay.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom,
Do we have an announcement to make? Just say it. Just rip the band-aid off.
Are we just going to say it?
I don't know if this
it's
is
like
up to
I've
you.
Been harboring a secret. You know, like if
we
I
haven't
was,
been being truthful to you guys.
You know, like if I was pregnant, you know, when they're hiding the pregnancy for 6 months. Feels like it's not been that long. But it's definitely something we need to talk to you guys about.
I'm nervous. Why am I nervous?
So it's either I'm pregnant, I'm engaged, or I'm single.
Pick one. Cast your votes, guys. Is she pregnant? Is she engaged? Or is she single?
Take a look at me. Or take a listen to my voice.
Listen to her voice. What energy is she giving?
What energy is it giving? Pregnancy? Engagement? Secret wedding?
Ooh.
No. Well, the truth is that I am now officially, and for a while now, a single lady.
Big announcement, guys. You weren't seeing that coming on this Wednesday. I tell
you. The thing is you weren't seeing
you
that coming.
You did not. This is a plot twist for us all. I know. You did not see
because
that coming.
I posted a TikTok the other day. Randomly just had a fucking like ASOS ring on my ring finger just because my hands are too fat and that's the only finger it fits on. Are you engaged? Are you engaged?
Whoa. No.
Number one, I wouldn't be announcing an engagement. Just
on
on TikTok through a little weird TikTok vloggy thing.
No.
Number two, I'm single.
I'm actually single.
So it can't be that.
It can't be.
No, it's impossible.
So Cinzia is single, everybody. The Single Files is coming back.
We're back. And we're back and we're better than ever.
Talk it's as much great, as little as you want to.
It's a great time to be alive. Mm-hmm. It was for the best.
Guys,
I'm
it
happy.
Is the best time to break up with someone. Summer is
I'm
here.
I'm happy. No concern for me.
Hallelujah.
It's all great. I'm feeling very independent.
I do have to say, I've never seen Cinzia handle a breakup so well.
Right.
In all the breakups I've witnessed.
Right.
This has been like,
and I agree.
This has been like, has it
even happened?
Because it's almost like you haven't, you wouldn't know.
Well, I think, you know, I won't spare you the details.
You will spare the details, you mean?
I will spare you the details. But, you know, it was like a long realization of sorts.
Yeah.
So it's, and then once it happened, it was kind of like,
You'd emotionally checked out before you physically left.
And I always say boys come and go and like, you know, it's not like, you know, nothing traumatic happened.
Right.
Nothing scandalous happened. It was
friendly breakup.
Yeah. It was just like a mutual departing. Mm. So that was quite nice, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's all good in the hood, honestly. When I have more to report on, I'll report on.
Yeah,
but
we can speak about it more at a later date. But she wanted to break the news.
Yeah, because it's been like a while.
Yeah.
And I just thought you guys need to know because you deserve to know. Do you know what I mean?
Is there anything... Oh, you don't have to answer this question, but I'm just thinking
for the
listeners. Because we always say, you know, the reason it ends, you could have noticed in the beginning if you didn't have the love goggles on. Would you say that that is true in this situation or not?
Not in this situation.
Okay, that's good.
But it was, I don't know. It was just like a,
A slow realization.
It was just a slow realization of growing apart and realizing different things.
We're not where we once were. Yeah,
because we met when it was like lockdown days. Yeah. You know, we didn't live in London yet. Mm-hmm. You know, there, a lot has changed and evolved.
Mm, it's true.
And it was just... Yeah, and it just got to the point where we both were like, it's probably best if we don't do this anymore. And that was the conversation. And then that was that.
Quite simple.
It was quite simple and quite straightforward. And it wasn't like exhausting or traumatic.
It was very efficient.
Efficient, yeah. It was a couple of weeks of like, but then for the most part, it was pretty efficient.
Yeah.
And no, but
we're all very happy for you.
I'm very happy for myself. I'm very happy for
myself. Can't wait to see what's next. I can't wait to see what's in store for Miss Chintzy Bailasolo.
Because we've just got no idea, do we?
I know. Now we're back in that. You know, what's gonna happen?
You know, when you just don't know. But it's lovely.
It's a lovely feeling.
Because it's just nice to just be single, alone. Mm,
summertime. Summer's ahead,
and just doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, staying busy, mm-hmm. you know, focusing on yourself. And then boys are just
got here one day, not even on the radar.
Boys.
I'm sure we'll talk about it more as the weeks develop.
Yeah, but I just thought we'd let you know.
She wanted to get that out there for the people, for you guys.
All good's in the hood, you know?
So now...
But it is the best time to be alive.
So now we've got...
25 and single. It's unbelievable. It's great.
It is a time to be alive.
It's great. So I'm getting my tan on, yeah. You know, cut the hair off.
Yeah, Bob is bobbing.
Bobbiana's back, mm-hmm. Edna Mode, yeah. Lord Farquaad.
So now for you guys, we're going to be able to cover all the spectrums.
I know.
Chintzy is going to be here for the single girls, right. For the dating girls.
It's actually good. And then Sophia's in a committed relationship.
I'm going to be here for the girlies who are, you know, just locked down with these boys. So it's kind of good. We've never actually had this before. Because we've always been at the same point.
We've always done the same things at the same time.
We've always been single at the same time or been in a relationship at the same time. So this is actually a new era for Sophia and Chintzy.
It can be daunting for like... any friends, because like I feel like we've spoken to like about that before. It's like you want all your friends to be single at the same time, but it's like realistically, is how's that going to happen? Like there's
sometimes
probably
it just happens, but also it's so rare,
right? And then like
you can't force that to happen.
Whereas whatever, but you know, my sister's single at least.
Yeah.
Got a few single buds.
Yeah, it can be daunting. Not that this is you. I'm saying girls in general. Oh, no, like, if all your friends are in relationships and you, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to be the single one. Like, that is a daunting.
But you need to not let that stop you from being selfish and like, don't stay in a unhappy relationship or a relationship where you're not fulfilled just because at the weekends all your friends are with their boyfriends, right. You know,
and it's not enough of a reason
to be comfortable alone. You need to grow and you need to be okay being by yourself and being in a relationship with yourself first.
Absolutely.
Because you can plod along, you can stay with a boy
for what,
just to hang out with him at the weekends because you've got nothing else to do,
right?
But you're not helping yourself at all.
Go
in that
paint some pottery, you know.
Go to the fucking kiln,
mm-hmm.
sit down
mm-hmm.
at a basin of mm-hmm. of clay
mm-hmm.
and let your hands do some work mm-hmm. and your mind
will just... Whew.
We need to go to a pottery class.
We do.
And actually make the pottery.
We do.
Because I feel like that actually might be a good hobby of ours.
Yeah.
You were saying you need more hobbies.
Yeah, I wanted to start tennis.
Which you need
to do. Haven't done that yet.
You were saying that for about...
That was my New Year's resolution, to start tennis. Haven't done it yet.
Well, Google now.
Like the time is now. I have Googled it. But there's like, you know, one-on-one classes. There's group classes. I'm like, I don't think I want a group class.
Well, you want a one-on-one with someone, with a nice lady.
With a nice lady. That's what I want. Yeah. But it's just how do I find that?
Find that.
But leave it with me. You know, if any tennis instructors out there want to give me a class, I'm all here for it.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, Okay, well, shall we dive into just the episode we'd after let our you announcement?
Know. Listen, the single fathers might make a return. We're just feeling it out.
Yeah, we're just it's on Tinsia's terms.
We're just going with the flow. Mm.
We'll keep you posted along the way.
Yes.
But
all good's in the hood.
Mm-hmm. All good over here.
And we've got a good question of the week.
Okay, so question of the week this week is, this one is tough.
We've got a tough cookie.
This or that. Mm-hmm. A bestie who hates your boyfriend or a bestie who is flirty with your boyfriend.
Do you want me touching up your boyfriend's arm? Stroke it.
Because did you see that video? Have you seen that video? No. Someone tagged us in. And it was like, this girl like leaped into her boyfriend's arms.
Yeah.
And then the best friend like leaped on him and he was like holding them both. And they were both like straddling him. I was like, that's fucking weird.
I would never. I would jump on your die. Boyfriend. I would literally.
It's so I fucking weird. Die. So what would you rather? A bestie who hates... Or what do you think the poll is saying?
I think they're going to say hate.
They are.
I think you can live with hate.
81% are saying I'd rather have a best friend who hates my boyfriend than a best friend who is flirty.
No, well, I think I'm there with those people.
Because I think, you know, a best friend who hates is kind of like on your side still.
Yeah.
Because they're like, he's not good enough for you. I fucking hate him. Right. You're better off. They're kind of team but you.
And then you can kind of be like, look, be on your best behavior today.
Yeah, just be nice. All right.
Yeah. And I feel like you can kind of live with that.
Whereas a best friend who's flirty,
but then
they're not on your side.
But when we say hate, it could be like they never want to be in the same room together.
Yeah.
You know,
you're going to have to live two lives.
Maybe it's like, it's the complete extreme. She refuses to be around him. Yeah. She doesn't want to go to your birthday party because he's going to be there. You know what I mean? Shit like that. And it's like, these are big life things. And that is difficult. You know, if she's just refusing to.
Yeah. Or, but would you rather your boyfriend texting?
Yeah.
Your best mate.
Well, what it'll be is then the other extreme is they're hanging out. They're going for lunches
without
you. They've not even asked you if what you're doing today.
You're not even involved in the equation.
No. Or it's like
she's crying. She's upset. Yes. She's going to him for comfort.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
He's gone round to hers after work.
Right.
Because she needs help with something.
They're going for post work drinks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's going.
And you're not invited.
Yeah. He's gone round to her house to go build her furniture for her. Yeah.
Well, you've not even...
And you're at your home that you share with your partner. You weren't even invited around.
You were out the loop. You didn't know.
Can you fucking imagine?
I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, because then that's going to cause friction between you and your boyfriend and you and your best friend.
But then
the hatred is going to cause that as well.
That as well.
So it's just, which would you rather...
deal with.
Would you rather... Because maybe they're overly flirty, but they never actually do anything.
Mm.
But it makes you uncomfortable. So maybe it's like you think they're snogging, but they're not. They're like just like very.
I think I would rather the hatred.
Same.
Because I wouldn't want to be in a position where I'm questioning
intentions of
my best friend's intentions
and your boyfriend's intentions.
Yeah, of course. But like, I would rather my best friend hate him because then I can be like, oh come on, just sort it out, what's the problem?
Yeah.
I feel like I can try and build that bridge. But the flirtiness, I hate both of you now,
because then the last thing you want is if she loves your boyfriend just as much as you do, when there's an argument, she's taking his side.
Yeah,
because she loves him that much.
They're
and she's defending his bad behavior or some shit.
Let me read some responses. But yeah, the majority of you guys, I can't remember if I said it, but 81% are saying boyfriend who hates. Let me just see some quick DMs.
You won't break my soul.
Someone said, girls, how am I supposed to choose between that?
Right.
We've got neither, thanks. Who is actually voting for the flirty one? Oh, I'm stumped. I actually do not know. God, we've really made you guys think this week. If she hates him, then it's probably because she's looking out for me.
Yes.
That's what we were kind of trying to say, wasn't it? If she's flirting with him, it's a sackable offence. And I don't have time to hunt for a new bestie.
Because also, like, your boyfriend shouldn't even be
entertaining
that at all.
This is the hardest poll you have ever done.
Oh,
my God.
We just came up with it in 2 seconds.
Sometimes their hate may stem from a place of love,
yeah,
while there's nothing that can justify flirty behaviour.
Well, yeah, because behavior. If Sophia felt so strongly against a man in my life...
That I couldn't get over it. Yeah, I couldn't be in the same room.
And she was vocalising it to me regularly, so strongly and aggressively, then you've got to think there's... Something. Like, you gotta think, oh, maybe I need to just sit back for a second and observe what the situation is, because surely, you know, you should take that into consideration.
Everyone's saying, I'd rather have no bestie. I'd rather not have one. Flirting if they're your bestie is most likely a joke, so much rather that than they hate each other.
Oh, so this is a flirty person who wants the flirt.
Controversial.
Yeah, so she's so this person just kind of seeing it from like, oh, they're just fond of each other and a flirt is innocent.
As someone who's recently broke up with an ex because everyone hated him, I'd much have preferred they liked him too much. Grass is always greener, isn't
it? Yeah, it's so true.
You always want
what
you can't have.
We've never been on either spectrum.
No,
so we can't relate.
But I would rather they, I think I'd, oh my God, look, flirty.
What?
Definitely a bestie who is flirty. What? If he is flirting back, he is not the right guy. Girls can be so innocently flirty, and if my boyfriend takes it as banter, then why can't I?
Yeah.
If he gives flirty vibes back, though, bin him off.
Because you don't want your boyfriend to look at your best friend and go, oh, I could sleep with her.
Yeah.
If I gave her the signals, like she's given me some fucking signals.
Yeah.
Not at
all. The last thing you want.
It's the last thing you should be thinking. Like your best friend's boyfriend should look at their girlfriend's best friend and think, I wouldn't touch her with a fucking barge pole.
Well, that's a bit aggressive. That's quite aggressive.
But generally speaking,
there should be no like, oh yeah, her best friend's sexy.
There should be no lust. Or
there should be no lust.
They should look at you.
I just think they should look at you as a sibling.
As a sibling.
Like, oh, I've got so much love for her. Yeah. Like, she's a really nice girl.
And you would say that
she's
about
beautiful.
A sibling. You would say, I wouldn't touch her with a fucking barge
pole. But you can think like, oh, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
But not like... There
not
should
like
be
if,
no
if
lust.
I could, if you know, oh, I could if I wanted
no,
to.
No, it should be sibling energy.
Yeah.
Like you can look at your best friend's boyfriend and think, oh, does he look handsome or dressed
up?
Yeah, oh, he's lovely.
Yeah.
But there's no,
you know,
like, ooh.
No.
It should be sibling energy.
It's purely just observant.
Yeah. I've since dropped this friend, but my bestie at the time took an instant dislike to him before she even met him. She'd spit insults at him in front of people and generally leave me, him, and all else uncomfortable. He retaliated once and she spat back saying, careful, I'll be at her wedding, but you might not be.
It's true, isn't it?
I've had a friend say
It's true, though.
Following that weekend, she has taken a shine to him, but I now get snarky comments about his appearance. He's great,
that's
but
a bit mean.
His face?
Ouch.
And how she believes she'd better suited for him than myself.
What?
Wait,
so she's making comments about his appearance and then in the same breath saying, oh, but I'd make a better match
right,
to him
than you.
But
she's saying, I've since dropped this friend, right? So there was...
Yeah, because that's going all over the place. I don't know what's going on there.
God, yeah. Well, I'm sorry we stumped you guys this week. You really did not know what to do with yourselves. But I mean, personally, I'd rather you hate him.
Yeah, same. I think we could deal with that a bit. Because I could deal with you. I could deal with a bit of tension I couldn't deal with.
Yeah, with a bit of lust.
With a bit of... holding hands under the table and stuff like that.
I don't think so. Not on my watch.
No.
Okay.
We've actually got some printouts.
We're looking very professional this
week. Also, I saw a TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
And it was about some delicious scents. Okay.
Okay.
And this lady.
Perfume.
Right? She said this perfume was the best perfume she ever worn. She got 5 compliments in one night one time.
You ordered
it. So I impulsively ordered it.
Mm. She was influenced.
Have you smelt me?
No. Is that what? Oh,
because I
got
received
it.
It's not that special.
Oh my God!
Cost me about £200. It smells.
What is it?
I don't know. I feel like it's nothing special. I feel like I've smelt it before, but I'm not like, oh yeah, that is fucking delicious. Like, drop to your knees. Like, oh my God, what is that scent? You've not even noticed I'm wearing a new scent.
I haven't even noticed.
So
all
what
I can
a waste
smell is,
of money.
All I can smell is my scent.
What the fuck? I can't smell you.
I've got Ariana Grande vanilla.
Oh, wait, maybe I did just get a bit of that.
Mm. I've got anyways, a compliment on it already today from the taxi driver.
Fuck off.
Yeah. And my boyfriend said, you smell nice. I said, thank you very much, Ariana Grande.
I've had zero
vanilla.
Compliments, and this was meant to be the compliment central.
That was meant to be the compliment scent.
What the fuck?
Mm.
I'm so disappointed.
Need a refund, girl.
I need a fucking refund. It's nothing special. Honestly, Ariana Grande Mod is delicious.
It's nice.
Smells way better.
The pink and the vanilla.
You'll have to.
Nice.
Maybe it's going to wear. Maybe it's like one of these it's going to develop.
Let me smell you afterwards, but I can't smell you from here. When you walk,
you didn't get a whiff of nothing.
No. And you've given me whiffs before when you've worn other fragrances.
What the fuck? I'm so upset.
Maybe you didn't put enough on.
I sprayed myself. £250 just because this girl said she got 5 compliments. It was the number one on her list of most complimented perfumes.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay,
I won't spare you the details of what it was. I don't even know what it's called. Baby.
We have some emails on some cards.
Woohoo!
Today, because we did a live recording last week. And these were the ones that we didn't have time to read, but they were fantastic. So we're going to read them out because we feel like
the ones
you guys need to hear it.
Is particularly fantastic.
So we're going to start here this week. Yes. Are we ready? My boyfriend's ex is everywhere. She's putting capitals everywhere.
This is like really like horrendous, honestly.
Hi, girls. I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 9 months now.
So that's a year. No, but that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time, but you're in that obsessive kind of new phase.
But it's like, that's plenty of time to get rid of
stuff. Oh, plenty. A month is plenty of time.
Takes 30 minutes.
Yeah. But only decided to make it exclusive in February.
So February, March, April, May.
4 months.
June. That's been 5 months.
Yeah. Fair to say, I was enjoying the single life too much as I had just got out of another long-term relationship.
Okay.
And he was obsessed with me.
Right.
But I just wasn't quite ready until more recently. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've not had that much space in between these relationships.
But he was just obsessed.
Obviously, throughout this time I had been seeing him, we'd been going to his house. But it was not until recently that the decor began to bother me. Okay.
Right. Because, but also, so is this the family home?
I think this is the house they used to live in together. My boyfriend had been in a very public 7-year relationship prior to me. Let's call her Sarah. And as they lived together, their entire house was furnished to Sarah's likings. Live, laugh, love quotes across the door.
Stop it.
Crushed velvet bed. Yeah, this is Sarah's, you know, everything's
gray. This is not a man's taste. Mm.
Now that I am at his house every day, this has definitely began to bother me. And although he did sort it, it just irks me that this house has already been lived in by a past relationship he's been in, and I just cannot get it out of my head. They had been broken up for months before we got together, so you think he would have got rid of her things. I used to find photos of them in drawers.
Ooh.
Her makeup, her old clothes, mugs, and coasters with their initials on them. It's the coasters for me. The fucking coasters. Are you joking?
And it concerns me that not an ounce of thought has been put into you and your fucking feelings.
Well, it's just sort of like, but my mind would go to, are you hanging on to them in case she comes back?
But what are you keeping
the coasters for?
Do you even care about me? Because if you know this is in the house and you're welcoming me in,
right?
What do you expect?
Hung
up on her,
or is it so far the other way?
And he's just
oblivious. He's no attachment. Doesn't even think about it. Is so unfazed by these things.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's what he would say when it's brought up. But
finding her makeup,
really.
Her old clothes.
You've not gone through the house and thought, oh, before this new gal comes round,
let me just take these things off.
Let me just pop them in a fucking bin bag.
Mm.
Or at least put them in a box and put them in a loft.
Yeah. So she can come and get them if she wants them.
Yeah. Like, it's disrespectful. It's like, are you really that stupid?
What makes it weirder is that they still spoke until around November. a point at which we were seeing each other. And he still speaks to her family and friends as they were in the same friendship group. Listen to this. This is the weirdest bit. Ooh, the other day, whilst we were having sex, Sarah's dad walked into the house. Along with this, I find that whenever me and my... Because Sarah's dad's probably got a key. My dad's got a key for my house. Sarah's dad's probably got a key.
Yeah, yeah. Because if that was and the house they shared together.
And if they're still in touch, he's walked in.
On good terms.
For a cup of tea.
He's still in good terms with the fam.
No boundaries. Along with this, I find that whenever me and my boyfriend are brought up in conversation, the immediate reaction from everyone is always, oh, didn't he go out with Sarah? Wasn't that the guy that used to go out with Sarah? Stop. Oh, that's Sarah's ex.
Stop.
So we're together for 7 years.
Stop.
And it's, you know, I'm assuming a small town.
I'm concerned.
Even his mum called me Sarah's name twice.
I'm concerned.
When we were at dinner with her the other week.
Concerned.
I don't know if I'm letting my insecurities...
She better have been apologetic.
I think she probably was. I don't know if I'm letting my insecurities get the better of me, as she is absolutely gorgeous, but I can't help but think there's a lot of red flags coming up here. He says it's not the way I think it is and there's no feelings there and that they just ended on good terms.
Right.
But this is so weird to me. Help me out,
which could also
ladies.
Be true. I mean, I've never been in a relationship for 7 years.
And I've never ended on such good terms that the family is still like hanging out with me.
And I've also never been in such a long relationship and then got into a new one relatively quickly. You know, I'm thinking he started talking to you while he was still talking to her.
Yeah.
That's
very quick.
That to me is very quick. He's not had any time to be single. I mean, I imagine he has got around a little bit while he was just talking.
But there was an overlap.
But there was an overlap. And it's not like he had no female contact for a while.
For a couple months.
To heal and grieve the relationship, he's just plonked you in the house instead of Sarah.
Different girl,
you know what I mean? It's like it kind of concerns me, like, oh, is that, oh, I'm lonely in this house, I need someone new, and he just found you and conveniently you were willing to and you're in the house now.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, you can't yes, okay, they live together in that house, you can't expect a guy to buy a new house every time he breaks up with a girlfriend. That's not what we're saying, but like, yeah, I get that it's uncomfortable for you to go. Absolutely, like, you're going round to that house. The least he can do, put her fucking clothes, makeup
in a box,
put it in a box out the way so I don't have to see it. Get rid of the initial coasters, please. I feel
the
awkward
pictures
enough.
In the drawers. Like, he doesn't have to burn the stuff. I mean, although I'd rather you do that, have a fucking bonfire in the backyard, burn it.
I'd rather you just
have a ceremony and fucking burn it all. Like, that's what you should be doing if you're grieving a 7-year relationship.
I think just the respectful thing to do, put everything in a box and put it in
the loft.
Or
in the garage.
Put it in a garage. Yeah, just put it away.
Or just put it in a box that's locked and I can't find.
Don't have it just around.
Because I understand that. Yeah. It's disrespectful though
but
to
still,
you as the new girlfriend. You're exclusive now.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's so careless, it's just a lack of thought for you. Okay, yeah. He's like, oh, I wasn't even thinking about the coaster. So sorry. And it's so easy to be like, no, it's all right. You know, just make sure they're blah, blah, blah. But it's like,
Come on.
A lack of thought for me, your new girlfriend, who you're meant to love and want to be with now.
And also it's like, I can't relate to it, but I respect the fact that it's on fantastic terms and he's still pally with the family.
Yes.
But there's got to be boundaries. Like, you can't be the dad cannot be walking into this house anymore. Sir, your daughter does no longer lives here. You should not be coming round uninvited.
Me, like, does her family even know that you've got a new girlfriend? It's giving vibes of like, he didn't even know. Because I'm sure, surely, the dad of Sarah, if he knew that he had a new girlfriend, he wouldn't be walking in like that.
Unannounced.
My dad would have respect. He'd at least knock. He'd be like, oh, look, his new girlfriend might be around. I'm not going to walk in.
It's a car on the driveway.
Yeah, or I'm at least going to text and say, are you in?
Yeah.
You know, don't want to intrude if
you're
with someone new.
Not just walking in and announce.
You know?
You don't do that.
It scares me that, the new family just don't even know. And they think that...
They do know because the mum's called her Sarah twice.
No, I'm saying the ex's family.
Ex's family. Yes, the dad. Know. Oh, that was, that was. Oh, yeah, I'm getting confused. There's a lot of parents going around.
Do you know what
here.
I mean? And it's giving vibes of like, oh, like, it's, you know, maybe, yeah, they'll probably get, you know, it's giving those vibes like, oh, they'll probably get back together. Let me just go around and see him.
I mean, look, if you're in this situation, look, a lot of girls have a lot of guys, like people have to go through this where like you go around to your boyfriend's house. Other girls have been here. How could they not be?
Yeah.
Like what do you expect? Every time your boyfriend ends a relationship or every time you dump a boy, have you got to go and buy a new fucking house? Come on.
No, of course.
Like,
so change the sheets at least.
Oh my God, of course. Like,
I bet he hasn't.
It's yes, I get it. It's uncomfortable in the beginning. Like you're going around and you're, but it's even worse that you're seeing all this shit. Like it's bad enough having to, it's bad enough having to deal with the thought of, oh, has another girl been in here? Let alone seeing her old stuff. Like that's not okay.
Seeing the fucking ghost of her.
So what you can do, I think, is you need to say to your boyfriend, we need some boundaries. Look, I get that you shared this house with your ex.
It already makes me uncomfortable.
But, you know, please appreciate I'm now coming in.
Right.
We've got a new relationship and your ex is everywhere. Like it really makes me upset that I'm making a cup of tea in the morning and she's there staring back at me with
on a mug. Her
picture
face
of you
is
two.
On a fucking mug.
On a mug.
And it says, I love you forever on it.
And maybe say like, look, please, I want you as my boyfriend to go through this house and put everything that belongs to her or that is shared, pictures, I don't know, whatever, like in a box and out of sight. Yeah. That's it's the least you could do.
And he should
and
have done it months ago.
Boundaries need to be set with your ex's family. I respect that you're on good terms. I'm not trying to sabotage your relationship with them. If you want to be on good terms with them, that is your call. I would rather you not be, but if you know, but like, please set some boundaries. They cannot be walking into this house like they own the place.
No.
I get that you were in a long-term relationship and I get that it wasn't that long ago, but we've got something new here and a new chapter needs to
and like
happen.
You vowed to move ahead with me.
Right.
You know,
I
am your future now.
Right.
So act like it, bitch.
It's uncomfortable.
You know what I mean? But if, when you have that conversation, the only response could be, oh, I'm so sorry.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'm really sorry you had to see that. Mm. I'm going to do it first thing tomorrow. I'm so sorry. I'll make sure everything's out of your sight. If it's anything other than that response, then I swear to God we have an issue.
Yeah.
If it's defensive, there's nothing wrong with this. If there's anything other than just like obedience to what you're saying, then there is an issue. And I feel like
also,
you still love her.
The energy that you want to have is like, if you're going around to your boyfriends a lot, if you're essentially living there, the energy that you want is your boyfriend to say, I want you to feel like this place is your own. I want you to feel like this place is ours. You know, bring some stuff around if you want. Like if you've got anything that you want to bring around, bring it.
That'd be lovely.
Like, look, I've cleared this wardrobe out. You know, if you want to put anything here, like here's a picture of us
in
a frame.
Here's a drawer. You can put some undies.
Here's
in.
A key. Yeah. Like you want that energy. Like welcome me into this space, please.
Yeah.
And
I think if we're not getting that after the conversation, then
there's an issue here.
I would get out. It's almost like we should get out.
Yeah, because I'm sorry.
Because it's giving like your second best. I'm still thinking of Sarah. She's still number one. I'm still kind of putting her first in this situation.
Yeah.
And you're just an afterthought because you're just here.
Because it's like, Brian, you should now be focused on
me.
On me and also like building relationships
making
with my parents.
Happy.
And
my
family.
Yeah.
Not Sarah's family.
Making sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
Setting the boundaries with her family.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob. Thank you for dropping around. I appreciate you. I'm glad you still care about me, but I moved on now from this.
We need to have
boundaries. And we need boundaries.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Come on.
And talk to your family too.
Yeah.
So you can't be calling her Sarah. It's Helen.
Like, is there any way that you know, could he come to your place instead?
I mean, no, it's simple. I know, he needs to make you feel welcome.
But I'm saying, like, if it's really like, oh, I hate this fucking house. No matter what he does, I hate this house. Yeah, yeah. Like, could you, I don't know.
I think all we need to do is get some new pillows.
Yeah.
Throw out the old ones. Sell them. Take them to a charity shop. New pillows on the sofa. New pillows on the bed. Fresh sheets, fresh duvet. Some new different accessories, pictures,
and honestly, new vases, maybe
new scent, new candle scent.
Yeah,
that in itself,
maybe a new rug.
Yeah, new rug. That and then
get rid of that ugly chair in the corner.
Yeah, maybe just switch out a chair or two. Then it should be like, oh, this is a completely different space.
Yeah, put your stamp on it.
Yeah, like and if there's anything other, if he's not like listening and understanding, then we've got issues.
We've got issues.
Right, next up, cock.
It's just not nice.
Wait, so
is it?
Am I single life moving forward?
Right.
Are you potentially going to have to walk into homes of men where I see female stuff around? Because I've never actually experienced that.
I've never experienced that either.
And I think I would actually be sick in my mouth.
Vomit.
And have to
imagine you walk into a guy's house. You've been on a couple of dates.
Let's say it's been
like
a month.
Date number three. You're going back to his place.
Disgusting. Why am I even doing that?
And there's a lip gloss
and there's an Elemis cleansing balm.
Mm. What
you
doing?
Because he might think this Elemis cleansing balm doesn't look like much on the side. Because it doesn't. It just looks like a pot of moisturizer. Mm. No, women
use that
to remove makeup. Men aren't using that shit.
Who else has been here?
And I open it. There's finger marks, nail marks in it.
With
like foundation around it. I know what those nail marks mean.
Yeah.
That's someone who's just freshly removed their full face of makeup. You think I'm fucking stupid? You invite me around here?
Yeah. What would you do?
I would literally be sick.
Would you leave?
I'd just leave.
Mm. Would you?
But then he's single, I'm single.
Right.
So I can't, so I don't know. I've never experienced this in life.
Yeah, that's tough.
We'll have to cross that bridge if it ever comes to it.
Bottom line is
these men are just stupid.
Yeah.
And I've no respect.
He was just, I'm hoping he was so oblivious and just a stupid boy, so oblivious, so used to this stuff being on the walls that he didn't even
used
clock.
To the coaster. Well, then that's why this conversation is
should
so
be
important.
Easy. It should be easy. Yeah. He and should be like, of course I'm going to get rid of that stuff.
And you know what he should say. And if it's anything other than that,
then we've got problems.
And then he knows what he's been doing this whole time.
Yeah.
Right, next up.
Keith was posted with that one.
We've got explosive arguments.
Fucking hell, what's going on this week?
The rage. If your relationship is anything other than bliss, yes, ups and downs.
No, I'm sorry.
No, but sometimes, like, say you're going through something really hard with your family.
Listen.
That to me is a
we
down.
We should be going through ups and downs as a couple.
Yes.
Not ups and downs we're in a rough patch right now. Like, we're going to go through hard things in life.
Together.
But we need to come together as a unit and be there to support each other. Ups and downs. What are we up and downing for? This should be smooth sailing.
I know we've had our ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
Right. Explosive arguments.
Mm, God, here we go. We're in a down.
Explosive arguments are just, they just know.
Why are we exploding?
No.
What's going on here?
Like, Well, why are we
calm
exploding?
Down.
Would love to get your two cents.
You'll get it.
On when to call it quits.
Okay.
If there's too much arguing, even if we are great together. But are you great together?
You're not
though?
Great together if you're arguing all the time.
Yes, arguments are normal. Disagreements are normal. They should happen. It shows that you're challenging each other a little bit. But a few and far between. Not every day, every week,
explosive,
like that's toxic. Yes, disagreements and friction is normal sometimes. You know, you're going to disagree with your partner, like you are, but not like exhausting daily occurrences where mm-hmm. you're just like butting heads. Like mm-hmm. that's not normal, is it? Okay, so me and my boyfriend, Brian.
Let's hear it.
Have been together for nearly 3 years.
Okay, long term.
He is 29 and I'm 25. Thank you for the context.
Okay, we're mature adults.
Absolutely. I like that age gap.
Me too, that's a lovely age gap.
You know, because you're mature, the man needs a few more years. He's 29, so you're probably on the same wavelength. It was amazing from the get-go. All the same interests, great banter, great sex, etc.
Tick, tick,
his
tick.
Family is like my family.
Lovely.
He's great with everyone and is just a sweet, sweet soul.
Lovely.
I trust him with everything and I feel safe with him. Okay. Safety great. Is very important. Trust is very important. However, after we moved in together, about a year into our relationship, we just started having the most explosive, toxic arguments. Ooh. We have crazy screaming, shouting matches, saying nasty, nasty things.
What?
No, nasty things should never be uttered.
No.
Should they?
No.
Like it should, fair enough,
should
like a few arguments, but it shouldn't be nasty comments about the other person.
The other person's appearance, personality.
Just how they are.
Job, career. Yeah.
Like nastiness. That's why it's like, okay, this is
too much.
Like, where's the love?
Yeah.
Where is
you
the love?
You can say you're really fucking pissing me off right yes. now, but you can't
You're being
say,
a twat right now.
Yeah.
But you can't say, you know what? You're fucking actually not even that fit.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at your face, I think you're fucking blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah. I could
you
do
know
so
what?
Much
your
better
dick
than you.
Is like blah, 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 blah.
Mm. No.
Like that's like nasty.
That's really nasty.
And then they're saying shit. You know what? When I look at you, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm sobbing.
Yeah.
And I'm meant to forgive you.
No.
You're meant to forgive me. No, that's not love.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So we have crazy screaming matches saying nasty things.
Shit.
Threatening to break up. Constantly threatening
to break up.
You should
never be doing that.
Because once you start that, you can't stop.
No.
Because you just know, oh, well, we'll be back together tomorrow, but I can threaten it.
Mm.
It's nasty.
When you get to that point.
Yeah. And usually it would always end with one of us storming out and not coming home for hours or even overnight.
Oh, what are we arguing
like,
about?
I would excuse,
what are we arguing about?
Right, I would excuse one, maybe two arguments that are like shouting in like years.
Yeah.
Because it's okay, maybe, you know, sometimes you might come to your wit's end.
Yeah.
But not, it shouldn't
sometimes
be like.
It's like, you're testing my fucking patience right now.
But it shouldn't be like constantly.
Constant. Storming out, not coming back for the night.
Like I can remember.
Where the fuck have you gone?
I can remember my mum and dad.
Right.
Having one or two arguments like that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. As
me
a child.
Too. In my, I don't remember that, no that, one coming, not coming back though.
No, I
no
remember.
No one left the building.
Yeah. I remember my mum did leave the building one time.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. She went to my auntie's.
Oh, that's nice.
But that was one time. Do you know what I'm saying? So it can happen.
Yeah.
And all right, we can allow for some explosiveness.
Mm.
But then we're still
but
together.
But this isn't
for
a regular occurrence.
No.
This is like that's imprinted in Chintzy's memory
right!
from childhood. Because it was a singular, you know,
event. It was a singular event.
Mum's walked out.
Yeah. Singular event. 10 p.m. at night.
Right. And it's not something that happened every week.
No. Angie Romano.
Together till the end.
Right. Okay, so storming out, not even coming. So this has happened. I'm going for the night
I'm
away.
Sorry.
He's going for the
I'm
night
sorry.
Away.
If you lived together, okay, if you had an argument, if me and my boyfriend had an argument, right, and he stormed out.
It's traumatic for me. I wouldn't be able to cope
with
it.
First of all, I'd be like, I'm sorry, if you've stormed out, that is unacceptable.
Because number one, you're walking away from the issue.
Yeah.
Which
some people do.
Yeah.
That's how some people
cope.
React. But I'm sorry, if you're going to A, storm out, and B, you're not going to come back for the
whole night.
I'm going to wake up in the morning at 7 a.m. and you're not going to be there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Concerning.
That would not sit well with me at all. I'd be like,
the night away.
Where the fuck have you been? How dare
Fair
you?
Fair enough. Go
you
out.
You cannot
go,
do that.
Go on a walk for a couple hours. Go on a walk.
Go on a walk.
For, 2 hours max.
But I'm not
but
waking
return.
Up in the morning
return.
And you are not there.
Return.
Mm.
Return.
No way.
Or at least if you're gonna storm out and you want to be out for the night, fine, good riddance, because I don't want to talk to you anyway.
You get out my face.
But you're gonna let me know where you are.
Yeah, I need to cool off.
I'm at Matt's.
Yeah,
be back in the morning. Okay, I know where he is. He's with his friend. I know his friend.
Mm.
You know, not like it's the unknown.
You know, I get a text from Matt. Brian's
here. All's good.
I'm calling him down. He'll be back with you in the morning.
I'm calling him down. But I'm not dealing with that anger as well. I'm sorry. It made me feel a bit sick.
I'm not. It's not happening under my roof.
If I drove you to the point where you had to storm out, I'm not dealing with that anger.
No. It's too aggressive.
It's too much.
Let's bring it down. Inside voices, please.
Right, so she's saying, after these outbreaks, we always feel terrible. Come together and apologize for everything and cuddle and cry it out. Yeah, you know what? I bet that feels great.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be this constant like
cycle,
merry-go-round. Like it's like a roller coaster. It's like up one extreme to the other.
Round,
it's like, are we together? Are we in love? Like madly in love? Are we like, or do we hate each other? It's like, what is it?
I mean, is there an element that, you know, do you guys love the passion and the fire of this?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you like that feeling of when you come together after a big explosion.
Yeah, you like, you're just doing it for the makeup.
But it's like, oh yeah, but then
like, does part of you secretly love this like explosiveness? Because some people do.
Because
that's
then you
no shame.
Know that then nothing's going to come of it. You know that you're going to come back together.
Yeah, some people want that excitement and that like, you know, wah.
Okay, so she's saying these big ones have happened, I'd say, twice a month for the last 2 years.
Every 2 weeks.
So every 2 weeks, that's
too
much.
Oh my God.
That's too much. Every 2 weeks,
we're having
one of these explosive arguments.
Because also, the argument probably lasts for 3 days if it's explosive. You're making up again, then you're fighting again in 10 days' time.
Fuck. So it's kind of like you're on a high for like the first week after the argument. Then the second week, it's kind of going downhill. And it's like, boom, again. And then you're on a high and it's like a fucking roller coaster. So she said...
Shit.
So this has been going for 2 years, causing some problems in other areas too, if you can catch my drift. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you're not.
I'm sure it's causing many issues. Mm. On the whole, our relationship is good. Okay.
Is it?
But is it though?
Come on.
Is it though? We are a great team. Are you?
Are you? No disrespect. No, but are you? Think about it.
We've even just moved country together.
Shit.
So now you're isolated.
Fucking hell, guys.
So now you guys are isolated from familiar faces, your family, familiar friends.
People to blow
familiar
off steam
colleagues.
With. People to rant to. People to vent to. And you're in a new environment. It's stressful. Moving country is stressful. That's going to cause arguments, that's for sure.
Right. That's going to be hard to maneuver.
Yeah. One of you loves it, one of you doesn't love it. Big tension there. Like,
fuck.
That's a big thing to take on as a couple.
I love him so much and I do want to stay with him, but we just cannot break this cycle for some reason. Right. Have you spoken about, like, have you two as a couple gone, how do we stop this?
We can't keep going.
Because
if
we're
going
to choose each other, which we are, we can't be doing this every fucking 10 days, every fortnight.
I'm exhausted.
Are you exhausted? Like, we need to, like, when we're talking about things that we need to talk about, it needs to not get to this point. We need to control the conversation.
Well, I think the question
is,
what are you arguing about? What are you arguing about? What is it?
Yeah, like,
are you coming back to the same issue every argument? Because that's an issue.
Yeah, like, is it a reoccurring thing that you've just not settled?
Or is it like something that starts quite small and then just like it just bubbles over because you've got big personalities and it's just exploding?
Well, what it is...
And is it like, I can't even remember what we were arguing about. Like, how have we got here? Or is it that he says something and then you spit back and then he goes like that? Is it... Bum, bum, bum,
and it just happens without even knowing,
like, but what is the cause of the argument?
Like,
is it something, is it a topic we disagree on? Is it a family member? Is it someone in our lives that we don't like? Is it your job? Like, what are we arguing
well, only
about?
Only she knows, but
because that
this,
needs to get sorted out.
Is this not just a lack of communication? I feel it's like he communicates in one way and you communicate in another way, and it's just like boom.
Explosion.
Like, what the fuck?
What is going on?
So these two, they're living in a new country together. Fuck. She's saying we have considered not living together anymore.
Okay, so
you are thinking like, what can we do?
Because you said you were together for a year and a half and it was great. And
before
then when
you lived together.
And when you moved in, Right. That's when it all went explosive.
But then is that not just showing you're not compatible?
Not compatible.
And it's like, but then, yeah, some couples don't ever live together. Is that just going to be you if you two still want to make this work?
Mm.
Or is it like,
because they
just
do,
like, are you just not compatible?
Because they do say, like, moving in, that's when it's the make or
it
break.
It is the make or break.
And it sounds like this is breaking
it's like when they say when you go on your first holiday, oh well, you fucking know after this, these 2 weeks.
Because the point is, like, it's very different from, you know, having a boyfriend who you see on a Friday night, maybe on a Sunday, and you see 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
It's very different, that kind of relationship, versus you're living seeing together, him every single day,
and night.
Every single morning. You're not getting up glam for date night and showing up at his door, right, makeup and looking sexy with your lingerie
right,
on.
Right.
He's seeing you on a Wednesday morning when you look like shit.
And also, like,
and you're taking the bins out.
On a Wednesday evening after a hard day, both of you have had a hard day. And it's like, we're not like, woohoo. We're not all
so
chipper.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's why they say it makes or breaks.
Yeah.
So clearly, like, potentially you guys,
right,
you're good in small doses, but when it actually comes to being in each other's company,
you're
all
not
the
compatible
time, and just having to do life and do shit around the house, it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they say it make or break, because it's not like just date nights,
yeah,
and sleepovers,
right,
you're living
that,
life
that is,
together,
that's fun.
Yeah, that can be fun with anyone. You can't live with just anyone,
right? I mean, she said, you know, we've considered that, but that just feels like we're going backwards.
Yeah.
And she's also said couples therapy is just not something that would sit well with us either.
Okay.
So you have talked about what can we do?
What can we do? Which says that you both want to fix it,
which is good. So yeah, is there a point where the arguing is too much and the toxicity is not worth staying? Okay, so you're recognizing that this is toxic. That's good.
That's good.
You're not being like, oh, is this normal? No, you're recognizing that it's toxic.
Yeah, and you don't want the relationship to be like this.
And will it just get worse over time? Probably.
Imagine when you have
kids.
It
will probably get to the point, especially because you two are isolated now in this new country without really, you know, any friends right now.
Of each other.
It's good. The emotions are heightened.
Mm.
The issues are probably heightened because you don't even have your mum that you can go around and see down the road. You know, he doesn't have his friends that he can go and see.
You've not got your girls that you can go out with.
Right.
He's not got his boys that he can go out with.
Right. You haven't got your sister. God, can you pop round? You haven't got that. So now everything is heightened. Or do we accept the fact that this is just the way we are? And the way we clash and let tension out. Please help a sister out.
I think it's too regular to live
with. It's too... The thing is like...
You can't live like this.
I don't want you to normalize the explosive arguments
every
and the toxicity. And think, oh, you know what? I could live with that. You know, because we do have some good days.
And we do always come back together.
Right. No.
No.
That's not how you should live, because it is going to get worse. They're not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
But I think also, like, that takes such a toll on you both as a couple.
My God, it's exhausting.
You can't be going through the roller coaster of them. Like, what you want.
Imagine the worst argument you've ever had. Tears, screaming, your head's throbbing,
every 2 weeks.
Your head is throbbing. You know when you've been crying?
Yeah, it's awful.
And your eyes are swollen and your head is throbbing.
Banging.
You can't eat. You've got to get up the next day and
go to work.
You're telling me you're doing that regularly? Every 10 days.
It's not sustainable.
That is so exhausting. I don't think you should live with that. And listen, it sounds like you've tried as much as you can do, doesn't it? Okay, you've considered therapy. Okay, we've tried talking it out. Okay, we've thought about, you know, you've thought about, can we live not together? La, la, la.
You've thought about a lot.
It sounds like the two of you just cannot have a conversation about things without it getting to this point. It's like, unless you can fix that.
Well, the point is, like, are you bringing out the best in each other? No.
I think Sophie, right, end conversation.
End of. You're bringing out the worst in each other. And
like,
that is
you
not
deserve
a healthy,
someone,
good relationship.
Right, you deserve someone that when an issue arises, whatever it may be, understands you.
Wants to solve it.
Communicates with you in the way that you're going to understand and reciprocate. And you're communicating with him the way that he's going to understand and want to solve it. And it's a calm conversation where we come to a conclusion and that's it.
Mm. Not exploding
not
every
exploding
2 weeks.
Exploding every 2 weeks. Like, that is so... I feel sorry for you because that, you know, it's so exhausting
it
and
is.
Mentally draining.
It really drags you down.
You know, you deserve...
But I think, again,
you
like,
deserve a lot more.
This is where you... It would be great to realize that this isn't how a relationship should be. It shouldn't be. And I think, you know, like we've said before, obviously moving in was make or break. And I think it has caused a break because, you know, you obviously can't be around each other that much.
Yeah.
You're exploding every, like twice a month.
Poor.
That's crazy. Poor. Like, it is so much to deal with as a couple. Like,
it's
you're
exhausting.
Clearly, you're not bringing out the best in each other. This is not like your
Sophia's
relationship should be like your safe place, your car. Okay,
safety
granted,
net.
You're going to have arguments here and there, granted, whatever. But like, it should be like your safe place. Your home should be like, oh, let's just like, oh my
like
God.
You shouldn't have to worry. Is he going to storm out tonight?
No.
You
shouldn't
you know,
be walking on eggshells.
Am I going to storm out tonight because of something?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, yeah, that's giving walking on eggshells vibes.
Yeah.
And that's
it
not...
needs, you guys need to be like a unit. And you say you're a team, but that is not
a team.
I don't think that you guys are right for each other because I think you deserve to be with someone
who gets you.
Values you, who understands you, who can communicate with you, who makes you happy, who isn't like
making
blowing
you,
things up every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like,
it's essential. You know, you're making each other cry every 2 weeks. You should
be
making anyone cry. And if you are making someone cry, you've got to let them go. If he's making you cry, oh, he's got to let you go.
Yeah,
it's
exhausting.
Not right. You're not meant to see your partner in such pain and distress. So regularly. And that's the end of that.
Yeah,
right?
It's not right. Baby. Okay, we've got best friend keeps stealing my man. This is girl talk after all. We haven't had much girl talk this week.
Oh, she's no bestie.
We don't even need to read it.
She's
no
bestie.
End of.
Like, also, like, that man doesn't deserve you if he's entertaining one of your mates as well. And she's not a bestie.
No.
She's an acquaintance.
She's an enemy. Jesus.
I mean, should we read it or have we answered it?
We've answered it. We don't need to read it.
She's an enemy.
End of. So we've got, my mum won't stop stalking me on Find My Friends.
Okay. Okay, go through it.
Basically, I'm 24 and I finished uni a couple of years ago and I've been back living with my parents ever since.
Okay.
The problem is my mum always had me on Find My Friends and says that it's for emergencies. This was always fine with me, especially when I was at uni, you know, just in case I need anything and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's definitely safe.
I never
safe.
Had a problem with it.
It's definitely safe.
But recently I had the coil fitted at my local sexual health clinic.
Safe. I appreciate the...
I didn't tell my mum about this because I knew she disagreed with the coil, as she knew a friend of a friend who'd fallen pregnant was having the coil,
okay.
So she doesn't think
it's
suitable.
Think it's effective.
I'm a girl that's always done her research, so I've looked into the coil in depth to understand the risks.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't want to tell her because I knew she would try and convince
me
out of it.
It's just one of them things, isn't it?
And I knew I wanted it fitted. Anyway, today... I was having my coil checked and I was going to the clinic in the morning before my mum started work.
Okay.
She asked me, where are you going? And I said, to the dentist.
Oh.
As I couldn't say, you know, whatever.
To the clinic.
And I also couldn't say doctors because the doctors are a lot closer, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so she said the dentist.
Yeah.
This afternoon, she came back from work and asked how the dentist was. And I said it was fine. Then she
knows.
Kept asking me, are you sure you went to the dentist? She asked multiple times and that's how I knew she must
knew.
Have been looking at where I was on Find My Friends, as there would be no other way of her knowing.
Yeah.
This is really annoying for me because she's always said she wants me on Find My Friends to know that I'm safe.
Yeah.
But there have been multiple times where I know she's looked on it to see where I am and invade my privacy.
Right.
This happened a lot when I was at school and at uni and I understood it more.
Yeah.
But now I'm older, 24,
yeah.
I'm a full-on adult. I don't really see the need for her to have my location.
Yeah.
It's hard to go back though.
I know. Okay,
I'm not really
going.
Sure how to say this to her, because I know if I bring up the situation, she'll claim that she doesn't stalk me. You know, she lets me have my privacy.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd rather her look at my location if she wants to, but just not mention it to me, as it's not necessary.
Yes.
My dad also has my location, and I'm sure there's been times where he thought I might not be where I've said that I was.
Right.
But he hasn't questioned me on it.
Right.
Just to be clear, I barely ever lie about where I am, especially now that I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
Like, there's no really need, is there? Yeah. But I just lied in this instance because I know what both of my parents' views are on the coil.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was their business to know. Like, it's kind of private. Mm. So how do I bring this up with her? Do I just remove her from Find My Friends? Do I just ignore what she says? Please help.
I think if it was my mum, and she was being a bit arsy about where are you?
Boundaries.
You know, it's boundaries.
Boundaries.
I'd just be like, look.
Chill out.
You know, I'm glad I've got you. You've got me on Find My Friends. It is a safety thing.
Yeah.
If anything was to happen, you know, but you need to realize I'm a young adult. I'm a grown adult.
Mm-hmm. I'm 24 I'm not a young years
adult.
Old.
I'm a grown adult. And
do you think it's because,
and you know, I'm just going about my business, and I'd rather you not question my every move. And that's that. Listen, I think you could just say to her, yes, I didn't want to tell you because I knew you disagreed with the coil, but I did go and get it fitted. It was my choice. It's my body. You know, I did my own research. I hope I hope you can respect me and my decisions and the research I've done.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I wasn't doing anything super sketchy. I just was getting the coil fitted for my sexual well-being.
Health.
I'm like sexual. Health.
Some sexually active.
Because I'm sexually active mother, and I'm and I don't want to be on the pill, and I decided to go with the coil.
Yeah.
And like, you know, she there's
do you
nothing
think,
like she can't be, you know, I understand she's trying to catch you out. Like my mum would do the same. If I
you
said
were
I was,
where you said you were.
If I said I was one place and I wasn't, then yeah. If it was you saying you were one place and what, yeah. I'd be like, and I knew.
I can see you, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, I saw you were on at the fucking la la la.
Yeah.
It's like when you're lying to your friend that you've gone to a boy's house and you haven't.
Yeah.
I can saw see you. I know what, you know.
I know you're on that train going to his house. Like, I'm watching you move.
I'm watching you.
Along the railway.
You know, I checked on you, up on you at 7 a.m. this morning. I saw you where you were this morning.
Yeah.
La, la, la. So, you know, it's one of them ones, but, you know.
You've got to have boundaries.
Like, yeah, you've got to have boundaries. Just let her know she's your mum. Just say, look, mum, glad you've got me on Find My Friends. It is safe. I'm glad I've got you too. If anything, you know, was to happen, if you weren't answering one day and God forbid anything awful happened, it's good. I can see where you are. But let me get on with my business.
Don't question me on my whereabouts.
I'm not a 16-year-old girl.
Because then maybe you could say, you know, or I'm going to have to take you off it. Threaten the removal.
And I'd say if you want to be, just be honest with her about the cool things. Then she'd probably let it go and think, oh, okay, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe she's jumping to really crazy
conclusions.
You know, maybe she thinks you're fucking dealing drugs or some shit.
Yeah, maybe she thinks you're going off the rails.
You know, maybe she thinks.
Do you think it's because, like, you've come back from uni and you're living under her roof? She's gone back to that, like, you know, 16-year-old girl at home.
She's my little baby.
I need to monitor what she's doing.
I think she's just.
I think because you're under her roof, she's seeing that.
But as a mum, I think she's got only good intentions.
Of course.
She's just protective and wants to make sure you're safe.
The point is, like, you can. Don't question me on where I'm going.
She probably wants you to like talk to her about everything, and maybe it's kind of, she gets kind of sad that you're kind of hiding that from her, you know, because I can only imagine if I had a child and then she was being sneaky with me, I'd be like, oh, like I wish she would tell me what was
going
on.
But I get
on.
That you're like, I'm going to get the coil fitted, like,
and
come
she
on
has a,
and you have an issue with the coil. I'm not this is not dinner
chat. I get
chat.
It I think just I think, have a conversation
just say
with her, she's
boundaries.
Your mother, just say, look, I'm glad you can check up on me, but don't question my every move, please.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm not questioning your every move.
I'm going to take you off it.
Yeah. I'm not
and it
questioning.
And it'll just be dad that knows where I am.
Yeah.
In an emergency.
Yeah. Like when you're at the garden center on a Thursday afternoon, I'm fucking questioning you where you're at.
Right.
I'm letting you get on with your gardening shopping.
Buying your hydrangeas.
Yeah. Like, so just let me get on with, you know, my bits and
let me live.
Had a holiday romance with my future brother-in-law.
How does that work?
She's had a holiday.
Brother-in-law.
So her.
Oh my.
Fiance's brother.
God. Wait, I can't piece that together in my head. Oh my God.
Right.
It's just hit me.
Imagine if you were to have a brother-in-law. You've
no,
had.
No. But her sister could have been getting married to a guy and that could be the brother-in-law.
Oh. Oh, so it's not necessarily.
Well,
anyway, let's read. This came in at 7 a.m.
Shit.
So she's been stewing on this all night.
She's been stewing on this.
Unless you woke up at 5 a.m. and thought, oh, I've got to fucking send this in. But I feel like you've been stewing. I feel like you wrote that the night before and sent it at 7.
You saved it as a draft and you sent it this morning.
Okay, so she said, had a holiday romance with my future brother-in-law. Okay, so maybe it's like your brother's getting married and his...
No. Your sister would be getting married. Your sister's getting married. Right. Her fiance is your future brother-in-law.
Ow! Got it. But you can also have a brother-in-law if it was just like his brother. You know what I mean? Is that a brother-in-law?
Yeah. So you could be getting married equally.
Yeah.
And your fiance could have a brother and you'd have a brother-in-law that way.
Yes. Gotcha.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, let's just read. So I need some serious help. My sister, let's call her Sarah.
Yeah, okay.
So has been with her boyfriend.
Okay, so it's this way around.
So it's a sister's fiance. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
So my sister.
It's not your boyfriend's brother.
It's your sister's fiance. Anyway, let's just make sure. So let's call her Sarah. Has been with her boyfriend, Brian, for 3 years. And honestly, the perfect match.
Not anymore.
Fuck. Well, yeah, not anymore. He has slid straight into our family, coming on holidays.
He fucking has slid straight in.
Slid fucking straight in. Went
straight into your legs.
He got through all the sisters.
Jesus.
Fuck me. Right. He has slid straight into our family, on holidays and is present at every event. Me and him have always had a great friendship and have spent time one-on-one together in the UK.
One-on-one? Whoa, this is like the question of the week.
Right. Flashback to last summer when Brian was invited on the 2 week long family holiday, as usual.
As you would.
Yeah. Everyone was so excited to spend time together, especially since this was our first family holiday since COVID.
Lovely. Okay.
So yeah, you know, spirits are high.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my sister failed her uni exams.
Oh no, did she not go on the holiday? And did he go with, oh my God.
Did you get with your sister's boyfriend
on the family holiday?
Anyway. Unfortunately, my sister failed her uni exam, so couldn't make the holiday, but was insistent. Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
That Brian still
went. Jesus,
take
the wheel.
Insistent that Brian still came, as he had paid for his flight.
Of course.
So she said, look, I'm just
like... Go and bond with my parents.
Yeah, I need to, you know, be at home. I've got uni shit to deal with. But look, you've paid for it.
You still go.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Side note. This wasn't weird, as he is genuinely
part of
the family.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Like, also, he would have been like a brother to son to your parents.
Yes. Oh, my God.
As Brian and I were the only young people on the trip.
No. You were going out and getting drunk together, weren't you?
We inevitably spent a lot of one-on-one time together.
At the bar.
Having a laugh at the bar, having drinks.
Yeah,
In the evening.
Oh, my God.
This is actually more horrendous than I thought.
Shit.
Which I initially thought was just typical brother-in-law bonding.
You're getting to know it.
The thing is, the circumstances are, you know, unusual.
Yeah, we're making the best of
it. We're making the best of it. Of course you're going to go and have a drink with him. Like, your sister's not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the only young people. Oh, my God.
This is actually unreal.
Oh, my God. Stop
three nights into the trip.
Only 3 nights in.
So we're here
for
2 weeks.
How much tequila were we consuming?
Wasn't even like a week and a half in. We're here for 2 weeks, 14 nights.
Oh, my God.
3 nights into the trip. We've got to film for this girl. It's like, I made the worst mistake.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
This is actually unreal.
I can't hear it.
Well, we're hearing it. And after a few too many drinks.
Oh my God, don't say it.
Brian and I shared a passionate kiss. She's put passionate. Not just a kiss, a passionate kiss.
Like, it is long awaited.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. I've got tears coming out of my eyes.
Oh my God,
Sophia is crying. What the fuck?
I just can't believe it.
Sophia's crying. What the fuck?
I'm in shock.
I honestly didn't see this coming.
I didn't see this coming either.
However, looking back, the chemistry between Brian and I was growing and we honestly got on so well.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Stop it.
It's your sister's fiance.
You know, if it was your boyfriend, if it was your fiance's brother, That's better.
Your fiance's brother.
Than your sister's fiance.
I mean, they're both pretty bad.
No, but that one's better.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather be lusting after my boyfriend's brother than my sister's boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, they're both pretty much the same. So you're saying you're just getting on so well. So we promised to take it to the grave.
Oh my God.
This is giving me
take
Bridgerton.
It to the grave.
Is this the Bridgerton storyline? This is the Bridgerton storyline.
Is it?
Yes.
She's just watched when it. I haven't watched it in it. She's chintzy as well, fresh one of off the, Bridgerton.
Those two sisters. Remember the two sisters? Season 2, sisters. The Sharmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
The two sisters.
Oh.
One of the sisters is with Lord Bridgerton. And then he's kissing and in love with the other sister. And it's like, what's going on here? This is the Bridgerton storyline.
So you said you were going to take it to
the grave. So yeah, we promised to take it to the grave. And it hasn't happened since.
Oh my God. Okay, thank God. I thought you were going to say you slept with him. So you just had a kiss. How did the 10 days left of the holiday go?
But it's like Bridgerton. The other sister then has these feelings for the brother. Mm. As well as the other sister. They're both in love with the brother. Mm.
And also now you've
but
had
now
that...
is he going to fall in love with you?
Well, now it's like forbidden fruit. You've had that taste. There's passion there. There's chemistry.
Oh my God, I got pictures!
And now you're like harboring... now you're harboring a secret.
Wait. Yeah, because listen, my dad just told me.
What?
Brian spoke to him about engagement.
Oh my God!
So they're not engaged yet. They are, but so now Brian's thinking, I need to fucking propose.
So when that happened, it was just your sister's boyfriend.
But of 3 years.
But now word has spread that he's going to pop the question.
How do you feel about that? Are you jealous? Do you want Brian?
Because now Brian is going to be in your life forever. He's not just a sister's boyfriend that's here one day, gone the next. He is in the family. Fuck.
I fear him and my sister are in it for the long run.
No Why shit. Are you fear? Oh, yeah.
No, because
shit.
She's like, of course, this secret
will go to the grave.
Because if they just broke up for you, she can move on, I can move on, he can move on. But no, they're still together and they're actually going to go through
this
with this
wedding.
This
is now a family secret.
What do I do?
Find a new family.
It's been a year
Find a new family.
It's been a year since.
Shit.
And no one knows apart from me and Brian. Now you two.
Oh my God. Don't say that. That's so scary.
What the fuck?
Oh my Do God. You want... This is a... You know, people listen to this shit.
Does your sister listen to this shit? Because this can't go out. I'm being serious.
That was so scary. And now you two. What?
I felt like I was just a part of a murder or something. Like I had my hands in a fucking murder just then.
I feel like I've got blood on my hands.
I've got blood on my fucking hands. Whoa. You could have... This should be a novel. The way you wrote that shook me to my core.
That made me jump. That went through me. Like a ghost has just passed through me. And now you two. Oh my
God. This is serious, Sophia. This is her life. It's serious. Bring it back.
Oh my
Please,
God, I feel
no
like
judgment.
I'm a murderer or something. I feel like I'm witness to something.
I feel like I kissed him.
Oh my God.
I feel like
God.
We all had like some sort of weird
oh
orgy.
Oh my God.
Please, no judgment.
No judgment.
I know this is such a silly mistake. Okay, so you're not in love
with him. We could all find ourselves
you're
in this situation.
You're not in love with him. It's good. No, it's good. She's not in love with him like Bridgerton. Because the sister was in love with him.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I've attached a photo of Sarah and Brian. Lots of love.
Is that it?
Yes.
What?
So this is a picture.
You can't just
of...
leave us out here so to this... dry like that. Shit.
Right.
Okay. So what are you going to do?
So let's just run through the facts. So she's been keeping this secret for a year. She kissed her sister's boyfriend a year ago.
Now fiance.
And they've both sworn to keep the secret to the grave.
To the grave.
And they have done so far for a year. But now he's going to propose, and it's like, fuck, these two are going to have kids one day. And I'm going to be looking at him in the eyes, knowing what we've done.
Mm. But is it going to get to the point where, you know, what if all of a sudden he wants to clear his conscience and he's thinking, you know, before we say our vows, I have to tell you this.
If he knows what's good for him, he will never speak of what happened that night.
People do crazy things when they're in love.
Yeah, but he should never speak of what happened.
He shouldn't.
There is no way on earth. There's no way on earth that a relationship is going to work after such a scandal. I know. Secret
family scandal. And betrayal. That is. Are you really never going to tell anyone
apart from us?
Apart from us. Shit.
I know.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to call us or something? I feel swear. Like we need to talk this out.
I know. The thing is like you two can take this to the grave.
You can take this to the grave.
100%.
But wow.
I'm thinking it's good news that you're not in love with each other.
Yeah.
It's good news that it's not happened more than once.
Yes.
Great. Good news that you didn't sleep together.
Good
news
it was just a kiss.
Yeah.
And also you were kind of drunk.
Neither of you was declaring your love to each other. Yeah. Brilliant news.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
We could make this work.
It's the best of a situation it could have been.
It could be.
And I think you can take it to the grave. And it's not like you've been pining after him for months and he's been pining after you.
No.
Maybe it was simply he was missing his girlfriend. He'd have a couple of limoncello shots on the mouth.
You started to look a little bit like her.
Yeah.
When with that beer goggles on.
You're both blonde with curtain bangs.
Yeah. There you have it.
You both got similar eyes.
Yeah.
And you both wear the same perfume.
Yeah.
And you got the same shoes on.
Yeah. And you're similar height.
You're similar height, similar stature.
You thought it was you.
What's he going to do? Mm. You look the same. So it could be worse.
Could be worse.
It's whether
the question. Listen, I mean,
in Bridgerton season two, the sister forgave her, and it worked out.
I'm surprised that he has stayed with this sister.
Then it shows that it was a genuine mistake and that he loves her and now he's thinking of engagement. It's either that or he's panicking and he needs to overcompensate for the mistake and that's why he feels proposing.
Guilty.
Because that's what happens. You know, when a partner cheats, then they overcompensate. Suddenly it's flowers.
Gifts.
And it's gifts.
Diamond earrings.
And, you know, he's never got me gifts before.
We're going on holiday.
Yeah, something's going on. He's just paid for the holiday. He's never done that before.
What's going on here?
Overcompensating. So is it that or is it genuine like, shit, I love this woman. That was a big mistake. La, la, la. I don't know. Either you're going to take it to the grave.
Or you're not.
Or
make a choice.
You're going to clear your conscience. You're going to tell your sister. Because do you want your sister to be with a man who's cheated on her? Is that, you've got to consider that angle.
I genuinely think if this were me.
But she may never forgive you.
I would have to say it. I can't. Really? I cannot.
Live with it.
Hold that in. Are you joking?
Yeah.
I can't.
I know.
I would have to say.
I'd feel sick every day.
Before you get married to this man, I have to tell you something. Because listen, sisters. She's going to forgive you eventually.
True.
She won't forgive you straight away. She's going to be fucking raging.
I mean, will she? Yeah.
But like,
in a couple of years. It will take years.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you are family, you are sisters, and you will get over it eventually. But I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
You could say, look, before you go ahead with this marriage, I have to get this off my chest because I cannot live with this.
Because it's like, is he the one for you? He probably isn't because he kissed me. He kissed me and
It's kind of like, if you knew your best friend's boyfriend had cheated on her, you want her to know because like you've got to have all the facts so you can make, if you want to stay with him.
You're just implicating yourself
in this.
But then if you're truly selfless and want the best for your sister, then you're going to let her know all the facts.
Or ignorance is bliss and you don't say shit.
You're taking it to the grave.
The male in the room, what did you just say?
Is saying keep the secret.
Take it to the grave.
Got to tell. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The male in the room says that you've got to say it.
Okay. The thing is, I think it will get to the point where you feel sick every time she wants to speak to you.
It's going to grow.
Because, or if...
Can
I call you? your heart would sink every time she would say such a thing. I need to talk to you.
It's only going to get
worse. Or like, it'd be so bad if, God forbid, maybe in like 2 years' time.
He says it.
Their relationship's starting to break down for other reasons. And he just says it. And now.
It's come from him and not your sister.
Exactly. And now you've been keeping this secret from your sister for 3 years.
Mm.
And now she hates you because what kind of sister would keep such a secret?
Mm. And let me go ahead and get married to this guy.
You got to tell her. Yeah, you got
to
tell her.
You've got to.
You got to tell her.
It's the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. I know you say that he's perfect for her, but he's not.
He's not.
He kissed
he's not
her
you.
Sister
passionately.
He kissed her sister. He's not the one for her.
No. Because I know that you will want to tell yourself, we're taking this to the grave. No one will know.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. There's no upset.
Easier.
We're not disturbing any dynamics.
Right now, though.
We can act like it never happened.
But that's only temporary.
Exactly. But what happens if, like we just said, 2 years' time, he fucking comes out and says it. 10 years' time, he says it. What happens
time.
Then? I feel like you have to let your sister know before she walks down that aisle. Like, look, I have no feelings towards him. I don't want to, I'm not lusting. I'm not pining over him. I don't want you to get it twisted. But on this holiday, we were the only young ones. We were drinking. He probably missed you. I was lonely. We kissed. It was just a kiss.
Do with that what you will.
But I have to let you know. You know, I would be...
Also, talk to your mom.
Oh, my God.
Tell
What's
your
she
fucking
gonna
mom?
Say?
Because I'm sure she... Listen, mums have heard, you
it
know,
all.
It all. Tell her what's gone on. She will give you some sound advice.
Yeah.
Surely. Just tell your mum or your auntie or your
someone,
other sister.
Or a brother or your dad.
Tell someone in the family. They will help you. But
I
don't
feel
her.
Like it's realistic that you can take this to the grave. I know you want to tell yourself
you'll
that
be
you
living in fear and anxiety the rest of your life. You will. It will drive you insane. Get it off your chest.
You've got to.
Yeah.
Fuck. She will forgive you eventually.
Eventually.
And at least you didn't sleep with him.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to... I thought when you started reading it that you'd
it was
been
an
having
affair.
Sex with
at
this guy.
At least it wasn't a full-blown affair.
It was a one-time
mistake.
Thing.
Like, if it was a genuine mistake, she'll forgive you. That's why you both know it was so wrong, because it was a genuine mistake.
And you've not done it since. And you're not pining after
which is
this
good.
Guy. You're not dreaming about this kiss.
Hopefully he's not dreaming about you. Fuck.
I think before she gets married, just say it. Just spit it out.
Yeah.
And just let the chips fall into place.
Because, you just don't want it to come out in 10 years' time when they've got three kids.
No.
Then she'll never talk to you again.
Yeah. Then she'll feel really betrayed.
Yeah.
All right. It now. Well, the damage is minimal.
Yes.
Like, you know.
I mean, it would have been minimal straight off the hull.
Yeah. But it can only get bigger. The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, the longer you leave it, the worse it gets. So just do it now.
Fuck.
Good
All right,
luck.
Well, good luck with
Let
that.
Us know what happens with that. Reply. Send
please.
Another email, please. I'm begging you.
I'm going to screenshot what your email is and we need a response.
Yeah, we need a response from you.
We need a response.
We'll give you 6 months and we need to hear from you in that time.
6 fucking months.
Yeah, she needs to prep for this.
Yeah.
She's not doing it tomorrow. Come on. Unless she is.
Unless she is. It might take her a couple months.
Yeah, but I think, are you going to tell him? I think we should say. What do you do? Do you consult the guy about... Let's tell them.
Oh, so you're going to warn him I'm doing this?
Don't know. Would you?
No. Tell the sister first.
Just go for it.
Yeah. Because otherwise he's going to try and stop it. He's going to get
frantic.
Talk
you out of it.
He's going to talk you out.
He's then going to say she pounced on me.
She kissed me.
Yeah.
He's going to then, it's going to get nasty. Yeah. Go to your sister first. Then let her go to him. Just don't even warn him. He doesn't deserve it at the end of the day. You know, you're both in the wrong, but also like, you know. He's cheated on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to deal with the consequences. And so have you. But it'll
he's
be fine.
He's not going to have your dad's blessing anymore to propose, that's for sure.
Exactly. Fuck. Okay. Yeah, before we spend hundreds of thousands of pounds, however much money, thousands of pounds on this wedding, that's not.
Let's just settle the bill
before
here and now.
We, you know, there's a child. Let's just...
Call it quits.
The family's going to get crazy.
Baby...
The truth doesn't cost you anything, but a lie could cost you everything.
Oh, God, that's the one.
Right?
Read that again.
The truth doesn't cost you anything, but a lie could cost you everything.
Wow.
It's true.
Let that one sink in, folks.
What does this mean? A lie stands on one leg. The truth stands
Not anymore from
two.
Tess. I can't do any more Tess quotes. Breakfast is poetry. None of that shit this week, please.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll leave it there.
God, good luck, guys. Good luck out there this week.
I know.
Have a good week.
I know.
We'll be back same time next week. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at The Girls Bathroom. Thank you.
And we will see you
next week.
Next Wednesday, guys.
Bye.
Stay safe out there.
Stay safe, cute.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.